Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is 10 after 3. It has just been a nasty, extremely nasty past, 24 hours here in the country. It's rained nonstop. Where's the snow? Mother Nature, can we have a blizzard? I'll take snow any day over rain. It's just, ugh, blah, blah, kind of weather. Just makes you just feel blah, blah. Well, so doing some chores around the house, finally finished wrapping the fur kids stuff. We exchanged a few gifts. We had our TV going out. Tried to fix it, didn't work. So, hey, we got ourselves a together gift. We got ourselves a TV because we didn't really have a choice. But you know, we said we don't need anything for Christmas. We should have not said that. Could have possibly jinxed ourselves. I actually was able to figure out what was wrong with the washing machine, which is only 3 years old. When you go to start it would not start. I could hear like a clicking and the start button, the switch. So I had to reset the whole thing. I love YouTube videos. Self-help videos on YouTube, all those people who fix everything, people who know how to fix like anything and everything, was able to figure it out. Took me a couple hours and a few videos, quite a few videos, but able to figure it out. So washing machine, thank goodness, is working. Don't need a new washing machine for Christmas. We were really thinking we were gonna have to replace it, but was able to fix the washing machine. So hey. That was a positive thing. I can't believe begin to tell you how many things we've been able to repair on our own just through self-help videos. Not much for books reading, but it's been a godsend over the years, this past 2 years with this house. So high five, don't have to worry about it. We're just waiting on our TV. The TV that we have, it's not even really that old, but things started going out and the sound started going out in it. Doing all sorts of crazy things. I don't even begin to tell you what the name of it TV is. It's not like an RCA, which we ended up buying, but it was an off-brand. And you know, when you get a good deal, I think we got it actually 2 years ago on Christmas. We bought that. But when you get a good deal, it happens. You know, the off-brands, you can't expect it to last too long anyway. So I did get an email back from my doctors. They all took the week to sit down and figure out, what the next step is, especially with the fluid that's starting around my organs. And well, I kind of called it before I read the email. Me and Eric were trying to guess which route they would go, and I kind of figured the route they were going to go, so not really too surprised. But they had referred me out to Cancer Hospital Institute. It's actually called the James Cancer Hospital slash research, because you know they go through research. It's like a research cancer hospital basically, but it's supposed to be like the largest, third largest hospital in the United States. It's supposed to be top notch. I think it's like 160 oncologists, I believe, that work out of that hospital. My case is it's complex, first of all. It's rare, second of all, and there's no other treatments. Cases with the other 12 patients that ended up with ORS and then ended up with ovarian cancer and an ovary that regrew and functioned back and started producing cancerous tumors and cells. So there wasn't any other patients that had a definitive treatment plan. That was the problem. So did all we could here in the area, working with between Ohio Tech and Indiana, a slew of specialists, which I'm fortunate to have everyone that has helped out over the past 2.5 years, a little bit over 2.5 years. But now that things have kind of spread out of the origin, out of the area where the tumor mass is at, and have spread out, and now we're seeing fluid around the organs that just came up in my latest scan. So they had to refer me out to a cancer institute. I could not go down to Texas, that's impossible. Right now, I'm going to be calling them Monday just to kind of, you know, feel out what I want to do. If I, you know, do I want to go that route? Prognosis is pretty poor. And that's just when you start seeing the fluid in that. I'm not really surprised. Generally, 54 to 58 weeks they give you. So, and they base that off of everything. It's not just a hypothetical guess, but it's just going over everything. And it takes more than one specialist to figure that out. So, that being, I'm going to just, I need a little time to think about it. If we go that route, there's going to be a lot involved. Financially, it's going to take some kind of fundraiser or something for us in order to even go that route, because Eric is going to have to take time off work. We're going to have a pet sitter for our fur kids to stay here. It's going to involve traveling back and forth. I cannot travel in a standard car. It will have to be some type of SUV because the way that the tumors and that are situated and the pain. It's easier for me as far as driving, and a hell of a lot more comfortable SUV. So you talk about a rental car there. Insurance-wise, what's going to be covered, what's not? What are we financial costs? I'm lucky that I had a damn good attorney. I'm just going to say she was beyond any expectation I could think of that Eric led me to the right direction, and we were able to take care of all of my debts except for my car lease. Can you believe that? That quick. So the last letters went out. The creditors will be able to fall under different programs with the information and disability information they received, current medical prognosis and that, and everything else. You know, it's just a stack of papers that goes out to the creditors. So they're able to write the debt off in that and obtain their money back. So it's a win-win for them, and it helps me to where I'm able to utilize now money that I normally would have to spend to pay in payments on things. I can now pay that towards medical costs and bills. Well, it doesn't cover everything. Disability doesn't pay a whole lot. Well, people think it does. It does not, folks. It really doesn't. We're fortunate to have Eric's insurance, good insurance. We're not sure that what's going to be covered. And then you're talking about the travel time, stay up there. You know, it's just a. If it was that easy just to say, hey, okay, hey, it sounds great, I'll go up there. You know, will there be an oncologist that will be daring and will try to drain the fluid out? Because really, the fluid is really the dire urgency that needs to be treated right now. It needs to be, it needs to be looked at closely, let's just say. And I don't know. I don't know if anybody will even could physically go that route. I don't know. There's a whole lot of I don't knows, unknown. But at this point, they had to refer me to Cancer Institute and get the best one they could within a decent, which I'm lucky it's a decent travel time. I think it's 2 hours, they said. But 2 hours is 2 hours. There's a lot that goes involved with that. And Eric does not have time that he can do that from work. They're allowing him to take off work to do something like that, but it's not going to be paid. And so it's going to take a lot of people to make this happen. It's going to be a lot of people that we're going to have to ask to help. That includes you. So it's almost like we went from this entertainment channel. My dream has always been to open an animal sanctuary, and obviously that's going to have to be put on hold because I have to be able to survive and continue on with my health and trying to stay at least one step ahead of this battle. So that's going to have to be put on hold. So it's basically turn entertainment channel the first of the year to help pay for medical costs. And you know, I go this route, it's going to be thousands of dollars and whew, gonna take a mountain of people. And I'm pretty got I would say just I'm gonna be honest, I just got too much damn pride. So I just don't know of asking people for help to help. I don't know if I can do it. I just feel weird about it. And that's just me. So I don't know. I don't know. But I thought of people from high school that's kept in contact with me. So that was the first place I kind of did just a touch of an update within the past hour just to let people kind of know and plus get some feedback. I know there's a lot of nurses and people who work in different areas of the cancer world, oncology, that have given me already some feedback and a lot of positive feedback on the James Cancer Institute up at Ohio State, in Ohio. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I told my specialist I'd get in touch with them Monday. In the meantime, they want me to, I see my pain management doctor, the new guru I was referred to. They actually got me a little bit earlier and got me in at 8 a.m. On the 28th instead of the afternoon. Try to, if they can get me in earlier, they will, but it looks like that's the earliest. And like I said, any other patient, it was April, the first appointment. So I'm fortunate my doctors worked me in and they're willing to stat me in. So they want me to get the pain under control first. And they're hoping once they get the pain under control that I'll be able to make that drive. But, you know, as they said, I understand the financial part, but you have to have people that are help, that are willing to help. You got to ask people for help. You got to get people to get together, have some kind of fundraiser, and help out because it's your life. And I understand that, and I understand my doctor's point of view. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. So I'm going to take this weekend just to think things through. I'm going to contact the James Cancer Hospital Institute Monday morning and just keep everyone posted. I'm trying to just weigh my options right now. But thank you everyone for reaching out. If anybody else has had experience with the James Cancer Institute Hospital, I'd appreciate, I'm going to put the email right there at the bottom there while you're listening. And if you could reach out and just let me know how your experience was, how overall you felt about the facility. Was it a positive for you, a good experience? Were you on it? Did you maybe not recommend it at all? Is it worth your time? You know, I don't know. So if you could just reach out, I appreciate anybody else. But I appreciate everybody's feedback, and let's keep positive vibes going. And I'm going to keep laughing all the way. So let's just find some things. I don't know. Let's get some Leroy videos going. So it's a long, nasty weekend with the rain. Got to be something positive still to smile and laugh about, right? Right.